Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial. I have to apologize for my voice. McKinney thinks I'm crazy because I'm even trying to do radio right now. You know, I've got enough Mucinex inside me right now that I'm virtually coughing up phlegm, but I want to make a couple of points right now along with Jim's help. First of all, out of the box, I'm not really sure why you can't comment on our blog, but I will find out today, and you will be able to. Either I'll fix it or my daughter will fix it. Let me say this, sir. Thank you very much for sending me the email. I do miss your participation, and I will make sure that there is some way that we can make that happen. Going on, I want to make a couple of comments to you, Larry. Larry, you were pretty prolific on the blog this weekend. And again, after Jimmy rapped my knuckles, for lack of better terms, for a couple of the things that I said, a sincere apology, sir, a sincere apology. Jim is right. What I, in fact, was doing is I was trying to silence free speech. That's a big problem, and I'm sorry I did that. But I'm not going to apologize again. You got two big ones already. Let me say this. I'm very concerned as to what's going on in society overall right now. I'm going to tell you why I'm concerned, and then I'm going to turn it over to James. First of all, anybody who takes the Wall Street Journal on the opinion page last Friday, there was an absolutely excellent editorial entitled The Universal Vaccination Chimera. You got to read it. Another really great editorial that was there that Michael Doran wrote, it's entitled, In the Mideast, Biden Returns to Abnormal. No question whatsoever right now. I don't know what's going on. I do know that the country is in a very, very large state of disarray right now. Watching some of the news shows yesterday, the amount of venom coming out, for example, from Adam Schiff is absolutely amazing to me. My theory right now is that this COVID thing, which really doesn't appear to be quite as serious as most of our society believes, I think has gotten our country in such a state of disarray in terms of anxiety and in terms of depression, that actually somebody is controlling our society, the mental aspect of our society. That sounds like a crazy thing to say. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. I don't think it is. How about you, Jimmy?
Look, our society right now is in complete chaos. People have created a small segment of the population, a very small segment of very powerful influencers, have created a level of hate and distrust within our city, within our cities, within our counties, within our states, for each other. And why? In order to achieve political power. Unfortunately, we are suffering it from it. I mean, the average people are suffering it from it. And some of them are participating in it unknowingly, hating for unjustified reasons. Mm-hmm. And they are absolutely scared to death by the information and the media flow of COVID, of violence, of intimidation, of racism, all these fabricated agendas. And it's damaging people very, very severely.
And the only way we can, the only way I come to the conclusion that I came to, Jim, is the only way that I can deal with this is just turn everything over to a higher power. And that way, I don't even worry about it anymore, but I do recognize the severity of the situation.
Well, that's a good method. I believe a lot of people ought to be looking at a higher power to understand what's happening right now and look for guidance and faith and confidence, hopefully optimism, that there are enough people beginning to wake up to realize they've been manipulated and abused and used in order to create hate against their neighbors. There was an interesting article. An opinion piece that I believe the New York, I believe it was New Yorker published. I'm gonna verify that very quickly. But basically it was a woman complaining about her neighbor who was a Trump supporter cleaning her driveway. And when he cleaned her driveway, she couldn't forgive him because he's still a Trump supporter. It's an incredible twist on what's happening in the world. I just, I just don't understand how these people could continue with this anger and hate for like months and years. And that's what we have right now. And it's really because we're being driven by social media and by tech companies and, of course, by mass media and legacy media that continues to, you know, journalists create these conditions and then the tech company supports them and then silences anybody else's opinion. But why would you complain about your neighbor just because they're a nice person that cleared your driveway of snow and then you get angry at them because they're a Trump supporter and you can't forgive them? I mean, what is that about?
It's about being crazy. And our society has gotten to be absolutely insane, Jim. And I think this was, first I thought it was the game plan of the Chinese, but now I don't think so. Now I think it's absolutely 100% the game plan of the Democrats. No question about it. And I pray to God that
I think
they succeed.
I think they feed into each other. I think the Chinese, I think big corporations really have bought into the boards, and many of these people have bought into the bigger global power and the potential for market. The United States doesn't have that many people. The market is probably on the downswing, where the Chinese market's growing. So corporate, global corporate entities, they support Biden in an open movement there. And then the Democratic Party is using them, and they are using them severely with their contributions and with this idea. And this article in Time magazine that came out last week that discussed the coordinated effort with all these groups to try to come together, this cabal basically, to come together to defeat Trump in order to protect democracy, is such a false statement, such a lie. But what the way that it's explained in the Time article basically explains what everyone is afraid is happening, mm-hmm. with very powerful entities combining to do this. And I think it's a combination of Chinese. I think it's a combination of globalists. I think it's a combination of opportunists and then leftists, you know, just ideologues that think that they can control the world in a better way. And I think it's about power. It's about money. It's about influence.
Yeah, and I think they found a very effective way to do it, because there are too many people out there who are buying into their philosophy, because their philosophy to the takers is really something that is working very, very well. This is something that Nikita Khrushchev predicted in a speech back in 1956, and you know what? He's proven to be 100% correct. Jimmy, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to send me the link to the article you were talking about the cleaning the driveway and the result of that. I'm going to put it on the website, and as soon as we get down here, this is going up. I really, really would like to get some intelligent comments from you folks out there, from you guys on Don't Hold Back, really. This has gotten to the point where we have enough listeners that Eddie, Irish Tony, et cetera, when you guys keep disseminating your thoughts, they are being listened to by a pretty large group of people. And I want you to keep doing it, as Jimmy and I will do exactly the same thing. Jimmy, you got the final word, bud.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So it was a Los Angeles Times opinion piece where the actual woman compared her Trump neighbor, who plowed her driveway being a nice guy, to a Nazi sympathizer and Hezbollah, and whether she should show them kindness since she can't give them absolution. That's a journalist, Megyn Kelly, wrote the piece. I'm sorry. The person that wrote the piece is Virginia Heffernan's.
Yep.
So I'll forward it. But it's unbelievable that people are thinking like this and they're hating each other. And it's been driven by this media. It's been driven by the tech companies that are absolutely supporting a completely negative narrative about America. And of course, people, because of their different political opinions. And it's going to destroy us if we allow it to continue.
No, I'll tell you what's going to destroy us. All of the programs, all of the giveaway programs that they're calling relief programs, we don't have the money to do that. Our national debt is going to absolutely skyrocket, and it's going to bite us in the butt real soon.
And you're going to have inflation to dig your way out of it. And that's
exactly
what the Fed's going to end up doing. They're going to end up raising rates and or trying to keep rates low, inflation's going to start to climb, and they're going to try and inflate our way out of it to pay down the debt. And that'll be unbelievable, the damage that will be done.
Yeah, it will be, no question. You guys, let's get comments on this one, please, please. Jimmy, thank you.
You bet.